Plug those headphones in. It's time for Ireland's only interactive podcast, the multi-award-winning Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. If you happen to be in the Portmarnock area, why not swing by the White Sands Hotel? The Oasis Bar and Grill below our studio here is well worth a visit, and the hotel well worth staying in if you're looking for somewhere to stay along the East Coast. Now, before I let you know what we want to talk about on this latest Opinions Matter podcast, have you joined our WhatsApp channel yet? Well, if you haven't, the WhatsApp channel is something we set up recently to keep you up to date with everything going on the Opinions Matter podcast. So, for example, we send you a link when the show is live. We send you a link when the podcast is live. And we keep you up to date with everything that we do on Opinions Matter. Now, we don't spam you on the WhatsApp channel. We will send one, two, a maximum of three messages a day. So if you would like to join us on our WhatsApp channel, you send us a WhatsApp with the words add me, and you send that to 085-825-2626. So send add me to 085-825-2626. You'll then get a link back which will link you to the podcast WhatsApp channel, and you just join us there. It's as simple as that. And we will keep you up to date with everything going on in the Opinions Matter podcast. Once again, send the words add me by WhatsApp to 085-825-2626, and we'll send you a link back to our WhatsApp channel. Charlene has been in touch with us about something that a lot of you have been talking about over the last 24 hours, and that, of course, is a video of an incident on a Dublin bus. And here's what Charlene said. I don't know if you saw that video yesterday on the Dublin bus with your man pulling a screwdriver on the passenger. I don't know how someone wasn't killed, but it put the shits up me because my son takes the bus home from school 3 days a week, and now I'm terrified that he could be caught up in that sort of thing someday, even though he keeps himself to himself. He's 15, and he told me that half the boys in his school have weapons in their school bags or jackets. Penknives, screwdrivers, blades. He said one has a knuckle duster and one has a hunting knife, FFS.
Sorry, what is...
A hunting knife. Let me just finish this. They buy them online. I think it's time the cops stopped and searched every kid walking around and checked their pockets and school bags, because this is out of control. And that's from a lady called Charlene. Now, many of you will have seen that video doing the rounds of a group of young fellas, and one in particular, harassing a passenger on a Dublin bus and showing off the fact that he had a huge screwdriver and some sort of other weapon in his pocket.
Like a pliers.
Pliers or whatever it was.
Oh, sorry, I just Googled hunting knife because when I first read that message, I wasn't sure what it was. Oh my God, a hunting knife is like what Rambo uses in the movies.
Okay, but that's nothing to do with this video.
But to do with what kids are carrying. And so...
By the way, in just a moment, I'm going to be talking to a man who knows the young fellas involved in that video yesterday, and he has a lot to say. But anyway, that's coming up in a sec.
But I'm looking at the hunting knife, and this, again, this is a general conversation. She's claiming that half the kids in the school... I'd well believe that. I think weapon carrying by teenagers is out of control. It's at levels we've never seen. Mm. I only know that from hearing stories online. But the fact that there's a kid going to a certain school, unrelated to this story about the bus, by the way, and he's carrying a knife like Rambo carried, is actually terrifying to me. Now, what's more terrifying is, in the last couple of seconds, I've tried to buy one of these hunting knives, and you can buy this one on Shein. Who knew even Shein sells these? And look at the price of it.
€383.
€383. Now, people are saying, well, how could you buy that if you're under 18? Most under 18s, if you have Revolut, you can buy that. So literally, my son, he has a Revolut card. He could buy that hunting knife like Rambo uses, and have that in his school bag tomorrow. That scares me. And I understand...
Okay, well, let's deal with... and like I said, I'm going to be talking to a guy who knows the young fellas involved in that incident on the bus, okay? I'll be talking to him in a second. But this lady is saying, I think it's time the cops stopped and searched every kid walking around and checked their pockets and school bags. This is out of control.
Yeah, I agree. I think stop and search.
No, I don't know what sort of a society we want.
I want that.
Where everybody is being stopped and searched to see if they've weapons.
And this is coming from someone whose son could be stopped and searched because he hangs around with his mates and stuff like that. I think that video that I saw on the bus the other day just absolutely terrified me. I don't know how the Ukrainian man sat there knowing that there was someone behind him holding a screwdriver, which, did you see the length of the screwdriver?
Yeah, it was huge, yeah.
My God, that, like, gone. Your life would be over. Straight away, you wouldn't recover from that. I don't know how he sat there. He was very brave to sit there. This is not an isolated
incident. So the question is, should we have teenagers stopped and searched left, right and centre? Because a lot of argument against this is the guards harass young people as it is. When you're a teenager, guard harassment is widespread.
Stop them, search them, put metal detectors in schools now because this is epidemic.
Oh, really? Metal detectors as well?
Yeah, 100%. This is in secondary schools. This is epidemic level. Okay.
You want kids to have to pass through a metal detector going to school?
They do in the States.
To make sure, this isn't the States. We don't have guns, for example. All of us don't have guns like they do in America.
Just read the list, just before we go to the calls, read the list once again of all the things that she's heard. So what age is her son?
He's 15 and he told me that half the boys in his school have weapons in their school bags or their jackets, pen knives, screwdrivers, blades. He said one has a knuckle duster.
Jesus, why does a 15-year-old need a knuckle duster?
And one has a hunting knife. Now, that is shocking, I agree. But metal detectors in schools, you want stop and search for all teenagers.
I think if the guards are driving by, the only possible parent that would have a problem with that is a parent who knows their kid is a little fucker and he's probably carrying a weapon. Why? There's no argument here. Nobody could have an issue with their children being stopped and searched by the guards because it's epidemic levels. They're all carrying weapons. I would rather be safe than sorry. That young fella on the bus carrying that screwdriver, he wasn't putting together an IKEA piece of furniture, was he, with that screwdriver?
I don't think so, no.
No. So if this is not an isolated incident, there's teenagers like this all over the place. We need to stamp this out. They are carrying these weapons, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, because it makes them feel a little hard, man, yeah? Or they feel that they're going to be threatened and stuff like that. And they feel that they can mouth off to people and with no repercussions. No, this... Let's not go down the road of...
Okay, so you want to see teenagers being stopped and searched.
Yep.
How would you have stopped, for example, that screwdriver getting on the bus?
Well, if those young fellas happened to be walking down the road before they got on the bus and the cops saw them...
Yeah, and he takes out a screwdriver. Oh, yeah, I'm doing an IKEA bit of furniture at home.
No, you take it out. Seriously.
Well,
seriously.
It's not against the law to have a screwdriver.
You cannot buy those tools. If you go into Woody's, yeah?
And ask for a screwdriver.
They will not give them to a child or teenager. No, they won't.
A screwdriver?
No, they will not sell any sort.
They won't sell a blade. They will sell a screwdriver.
No, they won't. I'm telling you they won't. They will not sell anything that can be used as a weapon in a shop to a minor. They won't.
Our number is 085-825-2626 if you would like to get involved in this. Do we need metal detectors in schools? Do we need stop and search for teenagers to catch them with any sort of a weapon? Let me kick off this conversation with Sean.
Afternoon, folks. It's a good topic today. I want to start off by saying to those that keep saying you can't hit kids, this video is a prime example of why some kids should be getting clattered. Parents need to discipline them and teach them. If you go near anyone like that, you're going to get actions. It's very lucky this fella didn't turn around and actually break his nose, which I would have bloody done, because they're getting away with far too much. And as I said, you're hearing, but you can't hit a kid. Like, this is why they're out on the streets, because they're getting up, like, they're able to get away with it, and it's absolutely fucking ridiculous. I wouldn't be surprised if his parents see this video and do absolutely nothing about it. If that was my son, I'd break his nose and I'd break his hands and teach him not to be doing it. And that if he does it again, whatever happens to him is his own fault and he'd have nobody else to blame. Take it easy. Have a good one.
Now, Connor got in touch with us in our office earlier today before we started recording this podcast to let us know that he knows the group of lads involved in that incident on the bus. And he wanted to tell us his experience with them. His name is Connor, and we have disguised his voice to protect his identity because he would be known to this group of young fellas. So, Connor, you were describing to us how this group of teenagers have been essentially terrorizing your place of work.
Well, where I work there now, I work in like a large shopping area, and it's to my knowledge since before I started working there that they're all barred, just for basically acting the bollocks, being, nuisance. But it seems to have escalated, obviously, since, that video there. They've been in the centre, and there's one security guard in particular, because he's been doing his job and throwing them out of the centre. They're shouting paedophile, rapist, and stuff like that. And they not actually know this fella's name. So they'd be shouting paedophile, rapist, and, getting a chase. And then they'd all be standing, kind of at the railings of the centre and shouting all sorts. Now, obviously, in security, it's, you have a thick skin, but that's absolutely disgraceful, what they're doing there. To my knowledge, that there's calls nearly every night that security have to go over and remove them from the centre. Like, they basically, they terrorise. And the difficult thing is, these lads are, to my knowledge, about 14 to 15 years of age. And some of them even look younger. So I think a lot of people are too afraid to get too kind of, physical or whatever. But it seems like, obviously, the guards have a lot on their plate and there's probably more issues. But because it's like nothing seems to be done about them because they're minors. And so they know that, but they're coming back. And there's people that are just trying to make a living, probably trying to pay bills, pay a mortgage. And it's terrible that they're kind of, without sounding too dramatic, kind of at the mercy of these fuckers every night, But that's kind of an idea of what they're like.
When you saw that video over the weekend, what was your reaction?
I was disgusted, absolutely disgusted, because they're known, and I've seen the way they treat staff up in that business area. For example, shouting paedophile, rapist, this, that, and the other. As I said, the security members kind of grow a thick skin in that industry, but no one could blame. I think, fair enough, some would if you end up giving them a dig or whatever like that, But when I saw that, I was disgusted. And I'm sure a lot of people who woke up there would recognise them as well. But it's just the fact that they're carrying a weapon. And, it's because of the experience that we've had them, in particular the security, it's like they wind you up until you snap. Now, most of the time, they run away in the shopping centre because they probably know they could end up in trouble. But my interpretation of that video was they're winding the fellow up until he kind of retaliated, and then they jumped up and started producing weapons. And in any case, that's disgraceful. But, that guy could have been a father, he was probably just on his way to work, he's probably home from work just doing about his business, and they were doing that. And then it's like what I thought, I have family as well, some of which have foreign blood in them, and he was probably on his way, he could have thought it could be them, on his way home to see his daughter or son or whatever. And it's like my opinion was they wouldn't have actually used the weapon, they were just doing to look big. But I think sometimes, and it's happened in the past, someone waves a weapon around trying to intimidate, the injured party, but then they could be bigger or stronger and they get the better of them. And what happens? They whip the weapon out and someone ends up either dead or injured because of their stupidity, But sorry, I'm going on a bit of a ramble, but I was absolutely disgusted when I saw that video because I know what these lads are like. People might say, they don't have a great upbringing, or, they have this kind of condition or whatever. They're just absolute little arseholes. And it was disgraceful what went on social media yesterday.
And when you see a young fella like we did in that video carrying a screwdriver and some sort of a pliers or whatever it was as a weapon, does that surprise you, or does it shock you that young fellas are going around with weapons like this in their pocket?
Not at all, really, no, because see, what tends to happen is, and you know from working in retail, especially from talking to security or whatever, a lot of the times they'll carry stuff like pliers or screwdrivers to use them in a way to detag items. Like, say, for example, in Tesco, they'll have heavy kind of tag accessories on them. And sometimes screwdrivers, now I'm not sure how, but are used to take them off. With pliers like that, they didn't look like the strongest pair, but certainly bolt cutters are used to rob bikes. But I'm not surprised. I have to say, I'm not surprised at all that lads are doing it, but I think it's more a shock when you actually know these people and you see a video like that, regardless of if you've had any dealings with them or not. It's kind of an instant reaction. You're like, no way. You know what I mean? When you actually know the person that's doing it. But it doesn't surprise me. And that's the sad reality of what society has gone to these days. You know, young lads with no brains going around carrying weapons, and then someone again ends up either dead or injured, you know?
And finally, Connor, when you know, we see that video, we talk about young lads, and not just this group of young lads in general, carrying weapons, just carrying on in the way in which we saw in that video. They don't give a shit about anyone or anything. And I wonder, because they're minors, they're aware that there's not much is going to be done to them, because it's nearly more hassle than it's worth for the guards. But what would you like to see the guards doing in bringing young fellas like this under control?
I think in a perfect world, see them locked up and do a little stint, certainly enough to scare the shit out of them, you know. But again, that's not the case, you know. It's not legal, but that's why they're doing it, because they know that they'll get away with it. But it's just, I suppose, the reason I decided to get in contact is when I saw that, you know, the message that I'm trying to emphasize is that, you know, whether they have intent in using it or not, someone can end up dead because of their stupidity. Like I say, you've heard of that case years ago up in the UCI in Coolock, where those lads were picking fights with people all day and someone got the better of them. So they went and armed themselves with knives. And then a poor bloke was coming out of a cinema with his girlfriend, and they went for him, and because he was older and stronger than him, he was getting the better. He had the knife in his hand and stabbed him, you know. And that's what kind of I tend to think about, you know, and that's why I felt it important to contact. But to get back to your question, I think, again, in a perfect world, certainly to have some sort of criminal record, maybe, again, I understand that that's impossible, but definitely have some sort of custodial sentence, because, as I say, these kids, to my knowledge, are known by the local Gardaí by name and by appearance and everything, and they're still every night going around causing trouble, and just for people that are trying to earn a living, or just people in general, you know. And the fact of the matter is, they know that there's not much that can be done, but I think it would be great if they could clamp down on them, because that could have gotten very ugly, you know, yesterday, that video.
Now, that was Connor, and as you could hear, we disguised his voice. And just to let you know, by the way, Connor told us a lot more about this group of young fellas. He went into much more detail than you heard there, and we had to edit half the detail out for legal reasons. But some of the stories that Connor actually did tell us that we've had to edit out for legal reasons really shocked me. I'm still shocked by some of the stuff he said, but obviously we're not in a position to broadcast it. And we've had to edit out for, as I said, for legal reasons.
By the way, this story and videos of the incident on the bus have made it, they're on UK news websites now. I mean, I'm looking on the UK news website here. Ukrainian passenger threatened by teens on Dublin bus in shock and incident. It has the full video up, the whole lot. It's just that, I mean, and I will just, before we go to the calls, another call, I want to take you back to an incident that we covered. We were doing nighttime radio at the time, and I remember this incident because it was shocking as well. Does anybody remember the Drimna teenager who stabbed the two Polish mechanics?
Mm-hmm.
And the news story at the time, a Drimna teenager stabbed two Polish mechanics through their brains with a screwdriver. This was a row that happened outside a chipper. We happened to be on air that night when it happened. And who knows at this stage even what the row was about. But this fella from Drimna, David Curran was his name, 19 years of age. I think, didn't he go home and grab a screwdriver and then came back out?
Mm-hmm.
And three lives were lost that night. The two Polish lads killed in a despicable, horrific way. But also that scumbag with the screwdriver. Yeah, I think he got life in the end. Like, he threw his life away over a moment of madness because these teenagers think they're little hard men. They think they're Rambo. They think they'll get away with everything. And we need to come down on this. Stop, search. If they have a weapon, you're not going to lock them up because teenagers don't get put in prison. That's the problem. I mean, when was the last time you even heard of someone getting put into Oberstein House or something like that? Like, it's ridiculous.
No, it does happen, but and it doesn't get publicised, you see, because all their court cases are in camera, no, so you don't get to hear about it.
No problem with that.
Angela, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Angela?
Hi, guys. How are you?
Yeah, good, Angela. What did you want to say on this?
First of all, can I just by the off chance that guy that they were threatening is listening in, that the whole country that has any kind of conscience is behind him on this. And I'd like to say to him, fair dues to him for keeping his cool, because I don't think I could have, you know. Second of all, my language now is going to be colourful, but those little fucking pricks that think that they're the big hard men going around with their screwdrivers, going around, and you see the little shits behind covering, trying to cover their faces and trying to, you know, you're big men, aren't you, going around? What I would like to see be done is not Connor, you know, our. If Connor does want to ring the guards, tell them exactly who they are, arrive down to their houses, tear them out of their fucking beds at 6 o'clock in the morning and throw them in a cell and lock them up. And what they should do then is make sure that they are cleaning the fucking walls, they're cleaning the streets with toothbrushes and humiliate them. I don't give a fuck about human rights when it comes to this. Those little shits need to learn a lesson.
And one of the things that the original message that we got from Charlene said, that I think it's time that the guards stopped and searched every kid walking around and checked their pockets and school bags for weapons. Is that not a bit over the top? Is that not a police state?
No. Do you know what I want now? Because this is where it's going. And I would go as far as metal detectors and x-ray machines and that. I would go as far as it. I want security in the schools that can walk into a classroom and go, right, we're doing a spot check now. That's what I want. Because this has to stop. This absolutely has to stop now. Because what's happening is teenagers are taking over the country because there's no consequences anymore. There's no punishments for them anymore. And all these, but they're only, I don't give a shit what they are. If you want to carry a screwdriver, you face the consequences of it. If you want to carry a vice grip, you face the consequence of it. They're weapons. You're not carrying any child that would turn around to me at the age of 13 and say that they, 13, 10, 15, 16, that they're at home doing an IKEA project. Fuck off. I don't care. I don't give a shit. I don't care what you're doing. You're not carrying that around in public. And any parent should say the same to their child.
And do we need, for example, metal detectors in schools? Is that necessary?
Yeah. It is necessary. Of course it's necessary. Because if they're carrying weapons in schools, it's only going to happen. It's going to happen at some stage that something drastic and something tragic is going to happen inside in the school.
Okay, so you would like to see teenagers just randomly stopped and searched on a regular basis to make sure that they
have... You are walking down the street, search them. Why not? I've always said it. I was a girl racer driving around in a car, you know, with big exhaust, with big wheels, with everything. I used to get searched the whole time. I'd stand out and go, yeah, off you go. I'm not tied. I do it at airport security. I'm not tied if I'm pulled. You want to go through my bag? Go through my bag. I'm not tied. I don't give a shit. Because when I worked at airport security and I'm searching someone, I'm doing that for everyone else on the plane's safety. You're doing it for safety reasons. So if the guards want to pull in 10 fellas over, and even adults, I don't see the big deal with you being searched.
Okay, this whole story also raises the issue of children and the way in which they're sentenced and the way in which they don't carry a criminal conviction into their adult life past the age of 18, unless it's for something like a murder. So, for example, those young fellas on the bus, if the guards do arrest them and charge them with what happened on that bus, chances of them getting a custodial sentence are nearly nil.
Well, that's wrong. That's absolutely wrong. There we go. We're building a beautiful fucking hospital for kids. Why not build a prison? Why aren't we building a prison for kids? Because right now we need one. We definitely need one. And I don't think the army would be hard enough for them.
I think we're being very naive here. I think in a situation like this, with the video that was on the bus, I would imagine if the guards, now I'm sure the guards have seen this video. Well, they have seen this video because on Twitter they were tagged in the post. So it goes without saying. And there'll be CCTV on the buses. By the way, on a separate note, can I just say to all of you, and it's sad that I have to say this, if you're travelling on Dublin bus now, don't go upstairs. I would not go upstairs at all. You're much safer downstairs. All the shit that you see happening on buses happens upstairs. But anyway, I would imagine if anything were to happen about this and it went to, no one's going to serve time over this, and no one's even going to, even if the young fella was charged, he'd be probably charged with non-fatal offences against the State Act. He'd be charged as a minor. Nothing is going to happen about this. So everybody's saying name, shame, lock them up. But that's not going to happen. Should we let paedophiles out of prison? There'll be nothing done about that video.
And the only thing that will be done is if these young fellas are identified, you'll have somebody somewhere threatening legal action for identifying a group of minors. Now, it's a bit screwed up, the whole system, that a young fella like that, who is clearly identifiable, the guards will know who he is, and the chances of anything really serious happening legally to him is fairly small. The reality.
How many young fellas from Ballyfermot ended up doing time for that whole joyriding incident a couple of years ago, where they rammed Garda cars and all that?
I don't know that any of them did.
Oh, zero. It's the number zero.
Yeah. April, you're on Opinions Matter. Hi, April.
Hello.
Now, April, what did you want to say on this?
I just want to say that I think that it's important to have search checks, especially for teenagers, especially if they can get these weapons online and they're causing all this ruckus. I think it's definitely needed in this day and age. I don't think that we should just stand by and go, oh, let them go past and not search them, because to me, that's only going to spell for trouble, in my opinion.
So you're obviously aware of the video that we're talking about. You're aware of what people are asking here. From what I can see, you're in the States somewhere. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, and one of the things that was suggested is something that is quite commonplace in the States, and that is, for example, having metal detectors in schools. What do you think of that?
I think that clearly it's needed, because now with all these violent attacks on people, especially by other teenagers, there's something wrong, clearly, with our society to make it to where we have to have this. I mean, I grew up in the 90s and that wouldn't have been thought of back then.
Okay, but it's fairly commonplace now in the States to have metal detectors in schools and so on. It isn't here in Ireland, but it is something that people are now starting to ask about. Do you believe that having metal detectors in schools, for example, acts as a deterrent, as a safety system?
Yes, I do. Yes. Because if they know that there's going to be metal detectors, they're not going to bring weapons. That's just my opinion on that.
Okay. And then when it comes to stopping and searching teenagers, you're in favor of that as well. You think that that would act as a deterrent to carrying weapons on the street?
That's correct. We need to act now instead of you know, be complacent about this sort of thing.
Okay, see, my slight issue with this is I can see a situation where if the Gardaí starts on a widespread basis stopping and searching teenagers, it will be seen as harassment and you will have parents up in arms over their little Johnny or their little Mary being stopped by the guards regularly and frisked. That's what it would lead to.
Pardon my French, fuck them.
You'll feel that way in 5 years' time when your young fella comes home and says, Dad, I was stopped twice today by the guards.
I'd have no problem with that. I would rather his age group get stopped by the guards than someone to end up like those two Polish lads in Drimna back then who ended up getting... And again, sorry to be graphic about this. This is what happened. This was what was read in court. They got screwdrivers through their brains.
No, I remember.
I don't know how that incident on the bus didn't escalate. I really don't. I've looked at it several times. And even though I know that it didn't, I was getting panic attacks looking at it because, like, any minute now that screwdriver could be used, that could be used as a weapon. Like, this is not without precedent. We're not talking about a situation that never happened. People are getting stabbed left, right and centre in this country and people are carrying weapons. And let that be, I know you all say, all the hard men in the comments, I'll say, if the young fella came up to me like that, I'd put him in hospital. If a young fella pulls a screwdriver on you, you're going to end up in a coffin. That's how it is. You have to take it into...
And by the way, if he does end up in hospital for pulling the screwdriver on you, you're the one that's going to end up in trouble.
Yeah, you have to remember this. When you approach someone or someone approaches you and you get into a row, nowadays you have to be aware of this, that in 50% of the cases, that person could have a weapon on them. That's the bottom line.
Can I ask you then, April, has having like metal detectors and so on and regular stop and search in the States for young people, do you think it has improved juvenile crime?
I think it has in some cases. I mean, there are still shootings at schools and things, but I think that with more crackdowns on violence, it is not getting as bad as you know, it would be had there not been metal detectors. I think that it is helping to some degree.
Okay. Now, finally, April, I just have to ask out of total curiosity. You're in the States. You're in Oregon, if I'm not mistaken. Is that right?
Yes.
How did you come across the Opinions Matter podcast from Dublin, Ireland?
Actually, I was looking for a podcast from Ireland because I have a fascination with Irish culture. And I was looking at news podcasts, and I found it about 2 years ago.
Oh, wow, okay.
And started listening on Apple Podcasts about a year and a half ago-ish, and I fell in love with it.
Oh, that's lovely, dear. That's great.
You are amazing.
You're very kind. That's great to hear. And thanks very much indeed for listening to us.
Believe it or not, I've done 25 states of the U.S. so far.
But Oregon isn't one of them.
Oregon isn't one of them but I do want to go to Oregon. One of my favorite movies was made in that state.
Which is?
The Goonies.
Oh, it was made in Portland, was it?
I think it was made up that. It's a lovely part of America.
Of America, yeah.
It's completely, like, it's always winter up there. It's always windy and rainy and stuff like that.
Yeah, like here.
Like here.
Like here.
So if you ever come over here, we'll bring you into the studio, okay?
Thank you very much.
Lovely,
appreciate it.
Lovely to talk to you, April. Thanks very much indeed. There you are. Portland, Oregon.
International podcast.
There you go. Now, let me bring in more of your opinions on this. I just have to ask that question out of curiosity.
Sorry, can you go here first? Because
bear with me for 1 second. Here we go.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Kathleen, you're on Opinions Matter. Hi, Kathleen.
Hey, Adrian. Hey, Jeremy.
Now, Kathleen, what do you want to say on this?
I have to agree with Angela. 100%. I watched that video last night and it scared the life out of me. Absolutely scared the life out of me. There's not enough being done. And as I said, the metal detectors in school should be a good thing. Forget about the phone pouches and bringing the detectors to detect what the children are bringing to school.
The reality of it is, and I said this already a moment ago, Kathleen, the reality of it is that even if the young lads in that video are, because they're easily identifiable, even if they're arrested by the guards and charged with whatever crime they can be charged with, and they appear in court, in reality, SFA is really going to happen to them, bar a rap on the knuckles. Do you think we need to get more serious in terms of building a teenage prison, having more serious convictions, and teenagers' criminal convictions being carried over into their adult life and basically screwing up their entire adulthood.
Yeah, I do, Adrian, for a simple reason. If it's going to keep going in and getting off and going in and getting off, it's not going to tear them from doing it. It's just going to make our bit, nothing's going to happen. And I just think it's absolutely scary. It's scared the life out of you, absolutely. Children that young carrying screwdrivers, and it wasn't a small screwdriver either, like.
I'm bloody sure it wasn't.
Kathleen, that could have been you coming home from town on the bus. I'm not even going to say what route number it is, but that could have been you on the bus upstairs. All you have to do is give someone a bad look. And imagine pulling a screwdriver on a pensioner or something like that. My advice, I don't know, do you travel by bus, do you?
I was only actually travelled yesterday. I go with my sisters every couple of weeks.
Always stay downstairs. Always stay downstairs.
I wouldn't go upstairs on the bus anyway to be paid. But as I said, we were on the dark yesterday coming home from Bray. And as I said, we were walking through town, coming home, get the bus. And as I said, it's even scary walking through town because you just don't know who's behind you or who's beside you or what's going on. And as I said, we only go out maybe once a month, me and my four sisters, and go for a day out, go for a dinner or whatever. But as I said, it absolutely terrifies the life of me to think that. We're constantly looking out, and we shouldn't have to do that, Jeremy. We shouldn't have to be our pensioners looking over their shoulder.
And is that how you constantly feel? You constantly feel you're looking over your shoulder?
Yeah, in the last couple of years, Adrian, and I loved going into town. I mean, I told you before, I loved going to town. We loved going out together, but we wouldn't hang out. We wouldn't be to hang around town. We'd get the dark to Bray, we'd get the dark back, and then we'd go come home. But I mean, it's terrifying, absolutely, what's going on.
Okay, so in terms of juvenile crime, young fellas like this thinking they can get away with anything, knowing full well nothing's going to happen to them, what would you like to see being done to clamp down on juvenile crime? Is it stopping and searching them? Is it bringing in more serious repercussions for their crimes? What is it?
I think it should be serious repercussions, Adrian, because as I said, if they're going to court, they're making a laugh with the system. They're just saying, ah, look, when you get a slap in the hand, revolving door, in one door, out the other, and then they're back to doing what they're doing. And I mean, I have sons myself. I have three sons, and I have two daughters, and I'm not dreading all these angels and saints growing up. But to the extent that's going on today, no way, there was never, ever anything like that. And as I said, I loved going out and about. I wasn't the person that'd be afraid. But as I said, in the last few years, definitely. What kind of walking and we're being come on another, there's five of us, right? I'm just three in front of three behind. And as I said, we were out yesterday, we go out once a month, twice every month. But it's not the same as the way we used to be able to go out and just say.
Good to talk to you as always, Kathleen. Thanks very much indeed. Let me bring in more of your opinions. This is Tanya.
I actually saw this video this morning and I was completely disgusted and traumatised after seeing it. Had I been a passenger on that bus and not even involved in the actual incident, I would have been absolutely petrified. I probably would have been frozen on the spot, no matter how much I wanted to maybe get involved and intervene and split up any kind of conflict. People are terrified to step forward and split up conflict in this type of situation because so many people are ending up dead these days. There's so many attacks, physical violence, teenagers carrying weapons. It's outrageous. I'm so upset. I have no even words to describe the fear that people must face that are having to travel by public transport day to day, because all of these videos that just keep circulating, I mean, there's at least one, maybe two a week of issues on Dublin Bus or the Lewis, but it's mainly Dublin Bus. Dublin Bus is crashing, the bus is under attack, all this kind of stuff. It's absolutely terrifying. I haven't been living in Dublin in over 12 years. I do live in the country now, and thankfully, it's very, very rare I travel on public transport. And when I say rare, it's probably once every 2 years, if even. The only public transport I generally take is a train or an aeroplane, thankfully. But if I'm related to any of those boys, if I was ever related to anybody that I've seen in these types of film videos circulating, because the face is so clear as day, I would be so ashamed. Blood would be boiling. But it's hard to go out and blame the parents always on this. My only hope that is if these lads whose faces can be seen in these videos, if these lads do have respectable parents, that know that they've seen them being circulating online, that they will take the relevant steps, the relevant actions, whether it's to control them, ground them, I don't know, put them in a bloody boarding school for all I care. I don't know, some countries have to get sent to the army, whether it's a juvenile army, to put some manners on them. Something has to change. Something has to be done.
All right. Thanks very much indeed for your message. Now, Trevor, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Trevor?
Hi, lads. Jesus, you had no words, but my God, that was a long voice now.
It was. But anyway, what did you want to say?
Right, lads, you know what? I must be getting used to saying these words because I'm not actually going to regurgitate and I agree with Jeremy to an extent.
To what extent?
Stop and search should be done, right? Jeremy, I don't know what the fuck it is with you in the States, man. I think you just need to open more states, pal, go and live there because you talk and think like the mad lady.
Jeremy,
tell me one thing, okay?
Yeah.
How many mass crimes have you heard of in school, stabbing, shootings, anything like that? Oh, wait.
Okay. First of all,
nothing.
Would you listen
exactly
to me?
There is
okay,
no.
I don't know.
This happened on a bus.
I don't know if you were asleep when you heard the initial message from the mother that came in. Let me just regale it to you.
Well, I'll read out what she said.
Just a bit.
She
here.
Said, "My son is 15 and told me half the boys in his school have weapons in their school bags or jackets, pen knives, screwdrivers, blades. He said one has a knuckle duster and one has a hunting knife.
Right, and again, nothing has happened in school. That's all I'm saying.
Then it's okay.
Jeremy, why can't the principal go in and say spot check?
Would you be happy?
Why do we need security?
Would you be happy with Trevor Jr. being in the class? I don't know what age your son is. Would you be happy with him being in the class, knowing that one of the boys sitting opposite him had a hunting knife in his bag? Would you be happy with that? Yes or no?
But he could do it right now. I don't know that.
No, so you're happy with that? You're happy that you're a stupid.
Never said
man.
I'd be happy with it. No, obviously not.
Well, then we're talking about a way of clamping it down. And you're saying, oh, no. Does that
yeah, but you're bringing in schools when this happened on a bus and by the looks of it, was at night. So I don't see the relevance. Because these scum are carrying these at night around the city. Now, I do agree with you, stop and say it should be done. But what should happen there is the guards should take note of everything they find on them. And the minute they hit 18, if they get one charge, all them notes that has gathered from the age of 14, 13, whatever, all the way to 18, they should all be lumped into a charge. So
you believe that teenagers who are charged and convicted of various crimes should carry that criminal record into their adulthood, which they don't now.
That's not going to happen.
Absolutely, boys. And you know what? I'd even go further and say, fucking reopen St. Pat's. Why the hell did they close that down?
I've never understood that. Okay.
All these little scum are now running. It's like the expression, the lunatics are running the asylum. Fucking scum are running Dublin City Centre now. I won't go into Dublin City Centre anymore. I used to work in there doing security in there. And the great thing is, I actually avoid public transportation and Dublin City Centre because I actually was working security on O'Connor Street. And I actually got bottled because I was trying to protect a girl from a fella who was beating the shit out of her. So now when I'm on public transport or anywhere near Dublin, I keep my head down. I don't get involved in anybody's shit.
If I see you upstairs in a bus,
I will go downstairs. And it's none of my business. Even though I do believe that man should have fucking mollywhopped a little prick. But again, like Jeremy said, he probably would have got the screwdriver to the heart or the head.
And that man would have got
a slap on the wrist.
And had that man that was being harassed, had he gone hell for leather and beaten the shit out of the young fella,
he's the one that would be in trouble. And isn't that the fucking two-sided coin in this country? You can't defend yourself against a scumbag that's carrying a potentially life-ending weapon without getting in trouble.
No, I agree. I wholeheartedly agree. So you'd be in favour of more stopping and searching of teenagers looking for weapons. You don't see the need, though, for metal detectors in places like schools?
No, I don't, because we don't have school crime here. You know what I mean? It just doesn't happen here. But it's not like America, where you have more mass shootings in a year than you have days in a year.
Okay, let's wait for a teacher to get a screwdriver in the chest. Let's just wait for that to happen. Because, you know, by the way, nowadays, and it's a topic for another day, I have a friend who's a teacher in a Dash school?
Dash
school. And the stories that she has told me about the little fuckers that are in that school. So let's just okay, you're right, Trevor. No, I actually agree with you. Let's wait.
Yeah, Jeremy, these are the sorts of lads who should be rounded up and put into. We should have boot camps over here.
But we don't.
The one thing I agree with you on is we are now reaping what we've sown in the past. The closure of places like St. Pat's, which was a juvenile prison, basically.
Yeah.
We are now suffering the consequences of that because young people.
Well, lads, what's the name of that other juvenile prison we have here in Ireland?
Oberstown House.
And what's the other one?
I don't know what other one there is.
No, I think there's only that.
What's the third one?
I don't know.
So we have one prison for juveniles in all of Ireland with a population of how many?
The only place I'm aware of is Oberstown House. I don't know of any others. If there are...
I don't know of any either. Like, actually, you caught me out there because I didn't even have Oberstown House. Because at the end of the day, these scum are running their streets and we're doing nothing about it. The guards can't even touch them because the judicial system in this country is a proxy joke. It's like when my oldest lad came to me last weekend, I'm going into town. I thought he was talking about a local town here and he goes, no, I'm heading into Dublin. I said, no, you're fucking not. You're not going near that kip. And now, I couldn't really stop him at the end of the day, he's 20, but at the end of the day, I told him, when you get in there, you get your head, you keep your head down and you get the fuck back out as soon as you're done with what you're doing. I don't let my kids anyway near that city because it's a hellhole now.
Okay,
Helen McAtee will tell you it's completely safe.
Okay, so finally and obviously you feel that we need to clamp down like a ton of bricks on juvenile crime.
Well, I think the laws need to be reevaluated in this country, lads, because if the juveniles actually actively going around thinking nothing can happen to me, I have free reign, then what the fuck do they fear? If I stab someone, what's going to happen to me? Nothing. If he beats the shit out of me, what's going to happen? He's going to go to prison. Oh, well, there's a win-win, isn't it?
Well, I mean, that situation, the story I talked about in Drimna, where the young fella stabbed the two Polish guys in the head, in the brain, actually. Your man was a teenager, but he happened to be...
Just 18.
Just at the age... No, he was actually... Sorry, I think he was actually 17 at the time, but by the time he went to court, he was 18, so he was charged as an adult. He's doing life now. His life is literally thrown away, locked up in prison for life, life ruined because of a moment of madness, because he thought he would be a hard man and take a screwdriver. That's all it takes. It only takes a moment of madness to completely... change your life forever.
Let me bring in more of your opinions. Keith agreeing with Jeremy for the first time ever, I think.
I think that's a good idea, Jeremy. You know, checking out the kids, going into the schools, let them walk through, take out the likes of, like an airport thing, you know, put everything on the tray, let it go through, and if any weapons or anything that they're carrying, I don't know, they're not carrying guns here, but they're carrying life-harming weapons. And the check it coming into the school... Like, yeah, you could save somebody's life by doing that. Now, that video the other day of that kid on the bus with that Ukrainian fella held himself very well. That little scrub pulling that fucking screwdriver out on him not only could have ended the man's life, but could have ended his own life, he could have changed the course of his life. He's only young. Like, what the fuck was he carrying something like that fucking big for? Why is he carrying something at all? I know people carry things for protection and all out there, but that was a little over excessive. But yeah, I do agree with the metal detector thing in schools, and I think teachers should start getting kids to empty out their bags and things and all in the classroom. Once again, could save a life.
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Tom, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Tom?
Not too bad. Look, a lot of the guys, people there, they're saying there's no real consequences for these kids. You know, there's about 38 children at the moment in Overstown. Any children going to Overstown, and they're not really children, you know, they could be up to the age of 17, are petrified and shitting the brick before they go there, because it's literally like gladiator school. There would today, there could be maybe one, maybe two females in Overstown, young girls. of the same age group. When somebody gets over the age of 17, the thought of going to Mountjoy or to being remanded in Clover Hill is they can't fathom it. You know, they're happy to run around the streets with their screwdrivers and commit their crimes all the time, but going into jail now is a real deterrent. So it's really the courts that are letting, there has been a lot of, as Jeremy points out to quite a bit, there has been a lot of this whole modernisation and, you know, everything's all nice and fluffy now and the guards can't slam the kids in the cars and stuff like that. But really, the guards will go out, they will get that guy, they will bring him in, he will be in front of a judge. You know, he made a threat to kill, it's an indictable offence. He will be in front of the children's court. But it's the courts that are letting.
And that's what I said earlier on. The chances of this young fella actually doing time for that crime, that with evidence of the crime, of him actually doing any time for that are fairly slim.
Very, very slim. At his age, very slim. And who's letting, the guards are going to go out, they're going to spend hours and hours in this, and it's going to be, you know, it's going to be getting them in to speak to HLO, whatever, CAMS, whatever you reach. When they get them in front of a judge, the judge isn't jailing them. So, it's the whole judicial system that needs to kind of really be looked at. We've gone too mad with the modernisation of the whole, you know, of the whole garrison stuff. You know, when I was growing up, I'll give you an example. I went in Sambuca one night in Danger Isles and went mad, attacked the bouncer, and I got knocked out in the back of the police car. And I never went out and done anything like that again, you know.
Okay, let me ask you, because somebody messaged earlier on, and I mentioned it a while ago, that we are now reaping what we sow for the closure of somewhere like St. Patrick's, which was used for years on end as a juvenile detention facility, a juvenile prison, basically. But it was closed down because people didn't believe it was the right way to treat teenagers. And that has kind of led to teenagers having no fear of nobody. If they're of that mind, if they're up to no good, they know full well they can do what they're doing with impunity, without any risk to themselves.
Absolutely. Until they believe they're actually facing going into jail or going into Oberstown for a child or for a 18-year-old, 19, the 23-year-old, going into Clover Hill now is petrifying, no matter who they are. Whether they're the hardest Hardshaw or fucking Henry Street, it's a petrifying experience. They normally the psyche is even in their 20s, they start talking about wanting to kill themselves rather than go into one of the D-wings in Clover Hill, you know, because it's
okay. Would you like to see us going down the road of having a proper juvenile prison again?
Absolutely, you know, St. Patrick's, unfortunately, it was
notorious, unfortunately.
There were rapes and it was exceptionally extreme. Look, Dublin's not safe for anybody. Dublin City's rolled off literally over, you know, a period, I don't know how long, I'd say it's over the last 2 years. It's probably a lot longer than that. It's like Gotham City now. You know, you're walking along O'Connor Street and somebody rips past you on a scrambler bike. You wouldn't see it in a movie.
No.
You know, it's
okay, so as far as you're concerned, we need to get tough, very tough with juvenile crime. Thanks very much indeed for your call, Tom. Let me go to Lisa.
Typical of this country. We're slow in everything. All other countries are way ahead of us. And this country is falling apart. And young kids are like 15-year-olds. It's not the same anymore. It's going to get worse. And anybody can get a gun. It's the same way as getting drugs. And it's not going to be long before guns come into the schools. And if the guards don't do anything about it, the government don't do anything about it now, it's going to get worse. It's not going to get better, but only get worse. And people are going to be terrified to be sending their kids to school. It's disgraceful. God help the old people. God help all of us living in this country, because it's falling apart. Our lackadaisy. Every other country is before us, and we are so slow because this is our country. We wait for things to happen before it's too late. Do it now. Get security in schools. Search them. Absolutely, it has to be done. It's getting worse. And I'm telling you now, it won't be long and they're going to get the guns.
Lisa, thank you very much indeed for your message. Liam.
Hey, lads. Interesting topic today. Can't come on, but just thought I'd throw in me 2 cents. Anyways, you know, I think some time in the army to learn a bit of discipline, a bit of respect and valuable life skills is a very good way to go about this, a very strong way to go about this. I'm not saying it needs to be a mandatory service like in other countries, but youths who are found to be, you know, accountable for offences might benefit from, you know, having some time in the army, just learning some training, some discipline, nothing mad, you know. And then they can, you know, obviously bring that into the real world. They can use that to push themselves into jobs, and, you know, it creates a better society overall. Like, you know, I think putting them in a detention center, they're going to get out, they're going to get a bit of a reputation in their circle. Whereas you send them to the army, they learn how to, you know, build respect, discipline. They become better off because of it, you know, and you do see that in other countries where that service is mandatory.
All right, and then finally, Martin has been in touch with us.
Afternoon, lads. I can't come on. These kids, you know, they're nothing but vermin. Something needs to be done. And Adrian is right. SFA will happen even if they do get convicted. Didn't we have a young offenders institution and they closed it at St. Pat's? I could be right or I could be wrong, but they definitely closed it anyway. I don't see why they closed it. Surely there was some sort of reason behind it. But if you're caught carrying an offensive weapon, that should certainly carry into your future. I mean, like, there are certain things that kids do when they're teenagers, you know, that maybe shouldn't be carried in. But I mean, going around with weapons, yeah, of course that should be carried in to your future. Do you know, like, they're on a slippery slope as it is. Yeah, stop and search is a great thing. Should be done. And anybody that says anything different, do you know, get fucked, like. It could save somebody's life one day. Do you know what I mean? There's videos out there of people doing stop and search and people, do you know, going, oh, you shouldn't be doing this to them, you shouldn't be doing that, they're only a child. And then the police pull out a big zombie knife or a big machete. You know, yeah, stop and search.
All right, Martin, thank you very much indeed for your message, and thank you all of you for your messages. A huge reaction to this conversation today, as we anticipated. That's just about it from this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy. If you enjoyed it, please hit subscribe or follow. If you listen on Spotify, click on the little bell icon on Spotify. But rest assured, this podcast is available on all podcast platforms, not just Spotify or Apple Podcasts. Wherever you get your podcasts, you can pick up the Opinions Matter podcast. If you want to get in contact with us for something to debate, you can send us a WhatsApp to 085 825 2626. I'm Adrian, he's Jeremy. We'll catch you on the next Opinions Matter.